At the Oakland Institute, we are pleased to see that the World Bank has finally taken action, even if very late, to suspend the financing of the regrowth project, given the harms it has caused to the local communities that it was supposed to benefit. At the same time, we are very conscious of the fact that the project financing started in 2017. We pointed out the problems with the project, and that is a very mild word to use. We're talking about severe human rights abuses. We're talking about forced evictions. We're talking about a lot of violence, no grievance mechanism. We went to the World Bank over a year ago. So because of this delay, these harms have continued to the communities. So while we are pleased, we also hope that the bank will look at making sure that justice is ensured, that these communities are paid reparations for the harms they have experienced.
Can you describe the abuses you mentioned in your complaint?
Well, in last year in October, we released a report called Unaccountable and Complicit, and that report details extensively the abuses that the communities have faced at the hands of the Tanapa Rangers. To intimidate people, to force them to leave, people have disappeared. There have been killings. There have been sexual assaults and rapes. There have been violent beatings of the villagers. Additionally, what they also experienced is a lot of those villagers are pastoralists. So thousands of cows have been seized by the Tanapa Rangers and then auctioned. Now, these kind of livelihood restrictions have made life impossible for the people who had been hoping for development.
So the Tanzanian government had told the World Bank that it was going to look into the complaints. Did it reach out to your organization?
Well, the Tanzanian government has not reached out to us, but the Tanzanian government is one that we are very aware of its deeds, not just in the southern district in Ruaha, but if you looked at the violent demarcations carried out in Loliondo, if you look at what it has done in the Gorongoro Conservation Area, this is a government which is trying to boost tourism, safari tourism, game parks, hunting, forgetting that it is the indigenous who have preserved the areas which are known to the world as the Serengeti. So the decision by the World Bank sends a very clear message to the Tanzanian government that it cannot continue as business as usual.